Okay, Chevra, the Gemara in Daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis, the Gemara has a question. How is it that it is permitted to add a lot of water Kedei Lahafshir to the Mechum Shepinahu? Isn't it going to be Mitzareif? So Gemara says, oh, we go like Rib Shimon at Dover She'enu Miskaven is Mutter. Frek Toises Akasha, aye, what do you mean Dover She'enu Miskaven is Mutter L'cha'ora? This is a psik reisha. It's going to be inevitable. If I add the cold water to the Hakeli, that the Hakeli will become hardened and I'll be in violation of the din of Siruf. So to that, the Gemara, the Me'iri answers, comes from the Me'iri, and he says, yeah, we already spoke about some of the answers to the question that maybe our Gemara goes like, right, the Ravid says that maybe we're going like those opinions that Reb Shimon is not motivated by Pesach Reisha. Tosfos says that it's not talking about Pesach Reisha. The Ramban explained that it's not talking about Pesach Reisha because maybe it was already hardened and that led to our conversation about Suffolk Pesach Reisha with the Bir Halachin, Shin Tazayin, etc. But the Me'iri has a different answer. Comes along the Me'iri, and the Me'iri tells me that, you know what? It's going to be mutter, in this case, even though it's a psik reisha, because this is a psik reisha and an iser d'rabbanan. And the Me'iri has different opinions in Nishtiko Torah and elsewhere in the Masechta. The Me'iri in a number of places discusses this question. But the Me'iri holds a psik reisha, or he quotes opinions, I should say, the Me'iri quotes opinions that psik reisha is only usher by Yisurei d'oraisa. By Yisurim d'rabbanan, the din of psik reisha was not formulated. Wow. That's a very impressive Me'iri, that a psik reisha is mutter on a d'rabbanan.
Even
the nichalei, no matter what, psik reisha b'd'rabbanan is going to be mutter. Now, this shita of the Me'iri is not completely unheard of in Judaism. This shita that psik reisha is mutter on d'rabbanan is well known, because the Magen Avraham in Siman Shin Yud Dalet Sif Katan Hey, the Magen Avraham, in discussing a mechaber and the Ramah there, the Magen Avraham quotes that the Trumas Hadeshen is Megal on Psik Reishas on Drabbanon. This is a Trumas Hadeshen in Siman Samach Dalet, in the Trumas Hadeshen itself. And if you read the Trumas Hadeshen, he's discussing a case of, if I have a knife that is stuck into a chavis, by removing that knife, there is going to be a psik reisha that I will be making a hole in the chavis, no? And that, l'cha'ora, is an iser d'rabbanan, because ein binyan was d'ira b'kelem, that there's no iser d'iraisa of binyan b'kelem. So to take the knife out of the hole would seem to be an iser d'rabbanan. And in the Trumas Hadeshen in Siman Samach Dalet, he notes that psik reishas on d'rabbanan is going to be mutter. And the Mishnah Brura there in Shin Yud Dalet Se'if Katin Yud Aleph point out that this is how the Mechaber holds. Maran Hamhaber, Rabbi Yosef Karo, in Shin Yud Dalet Se'if Aleph, paskins that if I have a sack in Takua Me'erev Shabbos, if I have a sack in Takua Me'erev Shabbos, if I have a knife that's in the Chavis from Erev Shabbos, Mutter Lahotziyo Ulahachniso, Sharei Eino Miskaven Lahaysef. Since I don't have Kavana, even though it's a psik reisha, zok the Mishnah Berurah of cutting your aleph, even though it's a psik reisha, it's going to be mutter. The Ramah, however, disagrees, and the Ramah writes, "Davka shehotzio gamkein pam achas mi ba'od yom, avam lo hotzio mi ba'od yom aser, because it will be a psik reisha of osen nekev u'pesach l'chodes." Right, so there's a machlokes, says the Mishnah Berura, in Shin Yud Dalet Se'if Aleph. The Mechaber holds a psik reisha on the Drabonon is mutter, like the Me'iri says here on Mem Aleph Amid Beis. Right, Mechaber holds it's mutter. The Ramos says psik reisha on Drabonon is going to be aser. Now, lema'an ha'emes, there is great room for confusion over here. Because if you spend the time to read that Trumas HaDeshen in Siman Samach Daled, the Trumas HaDeshen at the beginning says that Psikvesh is on Zerabon and Zerabotar. Then the Trumas HaDeshen says it's Mamish going to be Aser. Then at the very, very end, in the last line, the Trumas HaDeshen writes, well, you should not be Machmir too much in this situation because that'd be really stupid. And it sounds like he's saying, those like almost his words, you have to read it. He says, don't be Machmir too much because that'd be like really, really stupid. And you get an impression that he really is saying that Psikration and Rabbanans is Mutter. And if you read the Beis Yosef in Shingur Dalet, the Beis Yosef, when all is said and done, the Beis Yosef seems to be saying that psik resha on derabbanans is going to be mutter. The Ramah in the Darke Moshe over there says, no, you misunderstood that psik resha on derabbanans is really going to be usher. The case of chavis, the reason why the Trumas HaDeshen says it's usher is A, psik resha on derabbanans is going to be usher. B, in that situation, maybe you're actually being mechavein. So there's a whole, I'm only pointing this out that the Makar HaDavar in the Trumas HaDeshen about Psik Reishas on Derabbanans, it's not abundantly clear that the Trumas HaDeshen really holds Psik Reishas on Derabbanans are going to be Mutter, because you read the whole Trumas HaDeshen, he goes back and forth. Mutter, Aser, Mutter. Right? It's really not clear. Now, in the Magen Avraham's presentation, in Shin Yudalid Se'if Katin Hey, so, the Magen Avraham says a few different things. First of all, he says, you can't be make on a psik resha on a drabonim, because in Simen Shin Tes Zayin, which is a simen of Tzad that we've been learning, in Shin Tes Zayin, we pass in that psik resha on drabonim is usher. The case over there in Shin Tes Zayin Se'if Dalet is Harsin Machzalas Agabe Kaveres. Am I allowed to put like a blanket on top of a beehive? So the Gemara in Beitza on Lamed Vav says you're allowed to do that providing you leave some escape hatch. Providing some way for the Devorim, for the bees to get out. Implying if there's no way for the bees to get out, it's Mamish Asak. You don't have Zuck the Magen Avraham, but trapping bees on Shabbos is an Iser Dirabanan. And therefore I see that Psik Resha on the Dirabanan is Aser. That seems to be the strongest Raya that the Magen Avraham has at the end of Sifkatan Hay. You see from that Gemara Beit Salamid Vav, that's Paskin and Shulchan Aruch Shin Tes Zayin Se'if Dalet, that Psik Resha on Derabbanans is going to be awesome. Now, the Sha'ar HaTzion in Shin Tes Zayin Os Yud Ches, the Sha'ar HaTzion says, Shin Tes Zayin Os Tes Above, pardon me, the Sha'ar HaTzion Os Tes Above writes, it's not really such a great raya, because the Mechaber tells me in his work Beis Yosef, which we all know is the real halacha work, right? The Mechaber in the Beis Yosef tells me that Devorim are considered bin minon nitzold, meaning to say, if I want to cover a beehive completely with a blanket, that would be an Issa d'oraisa, right? The din of tzad is that if it's b'mino nitzod, it's d'oraisa. Shelo b'mino nitzod is not d'oraisa. Devorim, there's a machlokas. The Beis Yosef assumes that devorim are b'mino nitzod. If devorim are b'mino nitzod, so then there's no raya from that Gemara that Psik Resha on Derabbanans is going to be Aser. Because that Gemara is precisely talking about a Psik Resha on the Da'oraisa. Because Devorim, according to Beis Yosef, are Da'oraisas. So Rabbi Willig, in his Sefer Am Mordechai, on page something or another, on page 167, Rabbi Willig writes that the Magen Avraham's whole raya falls away, and others said this long before Rabbi Willig, it's like a Pashat Cheshbin, but the whole raya, the Ikar raya of the Magen Avraham from Beit Zadaf Lamed Vav, from the Din and Shin Tazayin, is not true according to the Mechaber. That's Ha'ara Rishona. Again, Rabbi Willig argues that the Mechaber really holds that Psik Resha on Derabbanan is Mutter. This would be an amazing thing, no? Because that would mean that a Sfaradi can do, I don't know, a bazillion things. Anything that's in Issa Derabbanan, Aidei Psik Resha, wow. Right? It makes Judaism much easier, according to this. What?
Turn on hot water.
Turn on the hot water. Why is it Derabbanan? On Yontif. On Yontif, for sure, right? Absolutely. Right? On Yontif, right? Absolutely. It would be mutter if you're a Sfaradi. Right? Good. And we could probably creatively think of 10,000 other cases. He got one right.
No, that's why he's very happy to come back.
Huh?
So it always comes back
to him. In Shimmy's worldview, everything has to do with showering. Is that a fair assumption? What? And eating. He's a yeshiva guy. Eating meat is pashut. Now.
What made Shabbat starting hot water on Yom
Kippur? Because the whole iser of being rochet kol gufo on Yom Kippur is because it's assuming that we hold that today it's considered shavu l'chol nefesh. So in the worst case scenario, it's going to be an iser d'rabbanan unto the balonim. And that's an Issa D'Rabbanan, and Issa D'Rabbanan is going to be Mutter, right? Psik Resha on the D'Rabbanan is Mutter according to Sfaradim. Right? That's what Rabbi Willig assumes. Now, the Megillah Sefer in his essay about this, which is in at the beginning of Simen Yud Daled, in Megillah Sefer, he tries to argue that the Mechaber cannot really hold that Psik Resha on Derabbanan is going to be Mutter. Rather, the Mechaber holds that Psik Resha on Derabbanan is going to be Aser. The reason why the Mechaber is Megal to remove the knife from the Chavis, even if the knife has not been previously removed, is because removing a knife from a Chavis should not be an Isser Kihuzeh. We're talking about a situation of something that is a Malacha Kel Achar Yad, and it is Mekalkel, in all likelihood. And it should really be Heter Gomor, out being Kil Achar Yad and Mekalkel. The only thing is that there was some minhag that developed not to remove knives from things. A knife in a wall also, if the wall is Mechubar LeKarka, should be Mutter to remove, because it's Kil Achar Yad and Mekalkel. How come we asa removing knives? There's some minhag that developed that we asa removing knives. But Zok the Mechaber, that minhag is true only on karka, it's not true on kalim. Now this is really what the Magen Avraham writes in Shin Yud Daled Sif Katan Hey, a few lines before the part that we were focused on. The Magen Avraham brings rayas from Gemaras. If I have amudim that are stuck in the ground, right? Big beams. Can I lift those beams up on Shabbos? I'm going to be digging a hole. No? May I lift them out of the ground? So the Magen Avraham writes that he thinks Now, if it is mekalkel and kilachar yad, it's not the normal way to dig a hole by removing a beam. And the hole is presumably not the type of hole that I really want. I'm messing up my house, let's say. Let's say it's a goom of a bias. I really don't want this hole in my bias. So it's going to be mekalkel and kilachar yad. So in that situation, we are going to be mekal on removing. In that situation, we'll be mekal on removing the beams. Meaning to say, even the Magen Avram, who assers psik resha on the drabanan, but if it is both mekalkel and kelachar yad, the Magen Avram is mekal on it. And maybe the Magen Avram is therefore not assering, the Magen Avram is not being make on the psik resha on the drabanan in general. He's only going to be make on the psik resha on the drabanan when it's mekalkel kelachar yad. Right? The classic case of this is the famous Dogo Merevava in Simin Shin Mem. Let's say I have a birthday cake and it says, "Happy birthday, Shmendrik." No? Are you allowed to eat such a birthday cake on Shabbos? The Rama writes in Shin Mem Se'if Gimel that I'm not allowed to break the cake. Right? If I have an uga, shekosov aleha kimin osios, I'm not allowed to break it. Comes along the Dogo Merevava, and right, this is, you ever saw a birthday cake? You've seen them, right? Okay, good. Good. So, so if I have a birthday cake, am I allowed to eat the cake? When l'cha'ora, I'll be meichek by eating the cake. The Rama writes, I can't break the cake. Can I eat it? So the Dogo Merevava says you're allowed to eat it. You know why? Because it's mekalkel and kelachar yad, and therefore, even according to the Magen Avraham, who asers psik resha by a drabanan, but by mekalkel and kelachar yad, it's going to be mutter. And therefore, the Dogo Merevava paskins, you're allowed to eat the cake
and break it.
Breaking it, the Dogo Merevava is less convinced of. He writes, Mikol shekeinim eino shover v'yadai rach b'fiv derech achilaso. So then for sure it's going to be mutter. You get the impression that for some reason he's less convinced that it's going to be mutter al yaday breaking it, because that might be like the derech of mechika, perhaps. But certainly when it's kilachar yad, for sure when it's b'fiv, then it's going to be mutter. Now, what the Megillah Sefer is basically saying is that even the Mechaber is never Megal on Psik Resha on Adrabanan straight up. The Mechaber is only Megal on a Psik Resha on a Drabanan when it's Mekalkel and Kelachar Yad. That's Judaism according to the Megillah Sefer. Rabbi Willig Shlita has a different take on the Mechaber. Rabbi Willig assumes, like the Mishnah Brura de Pashto says, that Mishnah Brura in Sivkot and Yud Aleph, that the Mechaber is really mekal on Psik Resha on Drabanon, so like the Meiri by us. But then Rabbi Willig gets caught in a problem from a din that we learned yesterday. Yesterday we encountered the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch about when the candle is behind the door. Now, when the candle is, and by the way, this raya is in the Magen Avraham himself, the end of that Magen Avraham, and this raya is in the Gain here in Shin Yud Daled. Basically, kibui, when I extinguish a candle, That's lechora a din derabanan. No, it's only to oraisa if it's mechaber almanas lahavir. It's only to oraisa if I want to save the oil or something. But if the candle just goes out stamazoi, that's probably derabanan. So how come it's usher to open the door when the wind is going to blow? Right? Yesterday, remember, we had like this fancy beer within the Shulchan Aruch, that really what we're worried about is that you'll begin to open the door, you'll realize that it's blowing, and you'll continue to open it. But why should that be aser? L'chora, that is kibui, which is a din d'rabbanan, and the mechaber holds that psik resha is mutter in a d'rabbanan. So why would that be a problem? Why would that be a problem? So the Magen Avraham says, oh, you see from that din in Reish Ayin Zayin that we hold that Psik Reish on Drabonon is Aser. But the Mechaber holds Psik Reish on Drabonon is Mutter. Yet the Mechaber quoted the din in Reish Ayin Zayin. So what's going on? So comes along Rabbi Willing in the Hebrew book, Amordechai, page something or another. Oh, I think it's Kuf Ayin Beis. On page Kuf Ayin Beis, page 172. Rabbi Willig says that there is different types of derabbanans. If something is derabbanan, in the sense that it's a malacha derabbanan, that's different than something which is derabbanan because of klolim in Shabbos. You see, it could be derabbanan because it's a malacha shein tzricha legufa. It could be derabbanan because it's a mekalkel. It could be derabbanan because it's kil achar yad. So those are overarching principles that apply to all malachas on Shabbos. In that situation, says Rabbi Willig, we are not inclined to be mekal on a psik resha on a derabbanan. If it's a psik resha on a derabbanan, because this melacha itself is derabbanan. For example, the knife in the chavis. It's a limited din because ein binyan bekelim. It's a halacha in kelim. That's why it's derabbanan. Oh, so in that situation, the mechaber will hold that psik resha on a derabbanan is mutter. But in a situation where the only reason it's derabbanan is because of yisodos klaliyim, behilchos Shabbos, melacha shein tzricha legufa, kol achar yad, mekalkel, etc. So then, we're going to be... Then, we are going to be machmir. Now, I don't know why Rabbi Willig has to go so far. I have to admit that the Ran already told us in Perek 16 of Shabbos. You know, we have all these dinim about what happens, Rachmanu Litzlan, if there's a fire on Shabbos. What do you do? So the Gemara speaks about, the Mishnayos and the Gemara speak about how much food you're allowed to save, take it out into the Chatzar, She'ina Mu'urevas, not take it into the Rishas HaRabim, right? All of these details. So the Ran asks Akasha, the Ran says, I don't understand. Right? Why are you worried about saving too much food? Because we're worried that because Adam Bohol Amamayinai, because you're worried that you're losing all of your stuff, you might come to extinguish the fire. So what? Let's say I extinguish the fire. In the worst case scenario, it's an Issa Derabbanan, because Kibui is Derabbanan. So comes along the Ran in Perek 16 and elsewhere, and the Ran says, you know what? Maybe Malacha Shein Tzricha Lagufa is more chamor than Sha'ari Surim Derabbanan. Right? Maybe every Isser Derabbanan, usually, I say it's Derabbanan. But Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is fundamentally a Do'iraisa. And I'm machmir on it. I'm machmir on this one Derabbanan of Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa, that I treat it like a Do'iraisa. Now, what I'm basically saying, and we'll talk about this later in the Sig of Gacheles, on Mem Beis Amud Aleph, what I'm basically arguing is, that melacha she'ein tzricha legufa might be different than mekalkel and kalachar yad. Rabbi Willig is trying to say that any din klali in Shabbos we are going to treat with the stringencies of do'iraisas. And even though the mechaber holds psik resha and derabbanan is mutter, but by a din klali in Shabbos, your psik resha and derabbanan is aser. I would argue, and by the way, the Goyin learns like me, no? The Goyin in Shin Yudalid on this din, the Goyin writes that maybe there's no raya from the Magen Avraham's case of extinguishing the fire, because Ayin Ran. That's what he says in two words. Right? Which I think means that Malach Hashem Tzvi Halagufa is different. Okay. Bekitzur
HaMa'aseh.
Perhaps. Rabbi Willig is putting them together, but I would say that maybe we should not smush them all together. Now, LaHalacha, when it comes to, first of all, just two points, or one point, and then we'll do a second point. We'll start with one. The Me'iri is telling me that Mitzarif is Dirabonon, and therefore, it's a Psik Reisha on the Dirabonon, which is Mutter, right? And that's what caused our whole conversation here, right? That Me'iri on Mem Aleph on the base. Is Mitzarif really Dirabonon? There is a huge discussion in Paiskim, and if you read the 12th chapter of the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Aleph and Beis, you'll see it's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam assumes that Mitzarif is Do'iraisa. The Ravid assumes that Mitzarif is categorically Dirabanan. The Rashba takes a different approach. The Rashba says that maybe Mitzarev is Do'iraisa by Kalim and Dirabbanon by something that's not a Kali. Remember, the Gemara in Yoma on Lamed Dalet, Tosfos over here speaks about this Gemara in Yoma in tremendous length. Right? The Gemara says that they used to warm up the mikveh for the Kayin Gadol on Yom HaKippurim. The Kayin Gadol, right, is it's what, Chamesh, Tevilos, and Eser, Kiddush, Yadayim, Haraglayim. You have to go into the mikveh. To go into a cold mikveh even one time is difficult. To go in on Yom HaKippurim, you're fasting. To go in five times, it's a shver arvit. Right? So the Gemara says that they would heat up the mikveh for the Kayin Gadol with these Ashashiyas Shel Barzel. That they would stick in, like, hot pieces of plain metal, right? Eshes is just plain metal, and they'd stick it into the mikveh. Frekli Gemara, isn't there mitzarif? Right? The mikveh is cold. You put the hot metal in, you're hardening the mikveh. So, there are various girsais in that Gemara. Some have the girsa that were mikol because it's a din d'rabbanan. Now, some have the gears of Mekel because it's a din d'rabbanan and we're in the Beis HaMikdash and Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. Right? Tosfos by us doesn't really like that gersa. But there is such a gersa there. But why is it d'rabbanan? So there are two approaches. The Raivan in Perek Yud Beis assumes that Siruf in general is d'rabbanan. However, the Rashba assumes that Siruf of a Keli is Do'iraisa, and Siruf of Ashashios, which are not a Keli, is Dirabbanan. That Rashban Daf Mem Beis is saying that Siruf is a Tolda of Makeh B'Patish. Makeh B'Patish means I'm making a Keli. Well, I could talk about making a Keli if the old, right, that's what Rashi has, no? Rashi at the top of Amud. Right. Rashi in the top of Amud Beis writes that the din of Mitzaris is Zuhi Gemar Melechas Hatzarfim. You get an impression from Rashi that Siruf is an Isser of Makeh B'Patish, and therefore that would play into the hands of the Rashba that there's a distinction between Siruf of Kalim and Siruf of Ashashiyos. What? Told us Asur Da'iraisa, right? Rashi says that Siruf is a Tolda of Makeh B'Patish. That would mean that by Kalim it's Da'iraisa. Our Tosfos seems to be saying that Siruf is always Dirabbanan. No? You see, Tosfos asks Akasha, Right? Now, Hacha is mashma that Rib Yehuda Aser's Tziruf. By the Bahacha, the Hacha mashma that Tziruf Aser Rib Yehuda by Yadavish in the Miskavin. I, the Gemara in Yuma says that it's a din d'rabbanon and therefore we could be make on Tziruf according to Rib Yehuda. Right? The Sfas Emes says, I have a Pashat answer. Our Gemara is talking about an Isser Da'iraisa because it's Mamisha Keli. And the Gemara in Yuma is talking the Ashasha Shel Barizel, which is in the worst case scenario an Isser D'Rabbanon. Right? That's what the Sfas Emma suggests as an answer, which is the Deya of the Rashba on them bays. But Al Karkacha, Tosis doesn't say that. Tosis, who's bothered by the Kash, and therefore Tosis has to like stand on his head and completely reinterpret the Gemara in Yuma, right? Then did that Tosis say, has to completely reinterpret. Tosis is Al-Karkacha saying that Tziruf is categorically Derabbanan, which is probably the Mahalach of the Ra'ivid, not the Mahalach of the Rashba. The Me'iri is assuming that Tziruf is categorically Derabbanan, and therefore the Me'iri can answer that our Gemara is it's a psik reisha, yeah, but it's a psik reisha and a derabbanan, because tziruf, even tziruf of a keli is derabbanan according to the Me'iri, that is like the Ra'ivid. Yeah. So the Rambam is going to say that tziruf is a din derabbanan. Tziruf is a din da'iraisa. The Gemara in Yuma says it's a problem. So the Rambam is going to have to learn the Gemara the way Tosfos learns it in the Maskana by us, that the Gemara is not really saying that the Tziruf is Derabbanan. But Reb Yehuda who asers Dover She'enu Miskaven only asers Dover She'enu Miskaven on She'ar Isurim Min HaTayra, but Dover She'enu Miskaven on Shabbos is going to be an Isur Derabbanan. And the Gemara in Yuma, when it's asking hello, right, Mitzarif, right, it's an issue of Shabbos / Yom Kippur that I'm doing Tziruf, which is a Dover She'ena Miskaven, which is Derabbanan, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Right? That's the way the Rambam will have to learn that Gemara. Which is what Tosis learns when all is said and done. But B'kitzer HaMa'aseh, what we have is a Me'iri who's assuming that Tziruf is always Derabbanan. There is an opinion in Tosfos, or the whole Tosfos is assuming that Tziruf is always Derabbanan. That's probably like the Ra'ivid. Oh. Now, Psik Reishas on Derabbanan, so Rabbi Willig assumes it's a machlokis between Mechaber and the Ramah, Mechaber being Meiko, the Ramah being Mahmir. Psik Reisha on something that is Derabbanan because it is both Mekalkel and Kil Achar Yad. Even the Magen Avram who's Machmir on Psik Reisha on Derabbanan is Mekal in that case. This might be the basis of another Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah seems to say that it's not true only by Mekalkel and Kil Achar Yad, but whenever I have a Psik Reisha on a double Derabbanan, it's going to be Mutter. This is the Mishnah Berurah who paskins, again, in Shin Tes Zayin, the Dinim of Tzad. So we say, right, that being Tzad flies is an Isser Derabbanan, for sure, because a fly is Ein Deminal Nitzayid. To be Tzad in an area where you can't obtain the item easily, if it's a very big area. So let's say I put a small cat in this room. It's a big room, small cat. Right? It's not easy. You can't get it with one lurch. That's also Derabbanan. The Mishnah Berurah is Mekel, that Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Tesvav, that the Ramah would say, the Mishnah Berurah understands the Ramah, that if I have a Teva Gedola, I'm allowed to be tzad the zevuvim in a big box. The reason for that, zak the Shar HaTzion in Os Yud Ches, is because it is a psik reisha on a double derabbanan. Right? In other words, even though the Rambam is machmir, gracious on a single derabbanan, but in this case, with both ein b'mino nitzayit, and it's not really tzad min ha-toira because you can't chap the item with a single lurch. It's a double derabbanan. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah is mekel. The Chazanish writes that there's no raya from the Gemara that you can be mekel on a psik resha on a double derabbanan. I have a raya from the Gemara that I could be mekel on a psik resha of mekalkel and kel achar yad. That's the Magen Avraham's raya from lifting up those amudim. It's mekalkel and kel achar yad. So therefore, when I have a double derabbanan because of klolim in Shabbos, I can be mekel even according to the Chazanish. And therefore, even the Chazanish, says the Megillah Sefer, would be mekel on eating birthday cake on Shabbos. Right? The Chazanish would agree with that Dago Merivav Alecha Oira, because right, the Dago Merivav is not talking about Klolim in Shabbos. The Dago Merivav, excuse me, is talking about Klolim on Shabbos. It's talking about, that's Mekalkan Kalachayad. Therefore, in that Oifen, you have a Raya from the Gemara, so then you can be mekel. Okay? So Hayotze. Hayotze. We have, and I know this is already very deep into the dinim. If you read the Hakdama of the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos in the Mavo in Perek Aleph, he has a list of makoros, some psik reishis on derabbanan, some psik reishis on double derabbanan, etc. Maybe we'll talk about another ofen in a minute. But b'kitzur, what emerges is that psik reisha on one derabbanan, Ramah is machmir. We're Ashkenazim. Everyone in this room is an Ashkenazi. So psik reisha on one derabbanan, we're machmir. Psik reisha, when it is mekalkel kel achar yad, for sure we could be mekel. The Mishnah Berurah uses that to say even a psik reisha on any double derabbanan, you could be mekel. At least the Mishnah Berurah over here in Shin Tes Zayin, Eis Tes Vav. The Mishnah Berurah might be Soser himself in Simen Shin Lamed Zayin. In Shin Lamed Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that I'm not, in quotes from the Magen Avraham, that I'm not allowed to schlep a very heavy bench. Right? Shulchan Aruch writes that Dovashin the Meskaven is Mutter. Right? Therefore, I'm allowed to be Gorir Kise Mita Safsol. Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah said, when I can be goyer a safsol, let's say, it's only a bench that's somewhat light. If it's super heavy, it's aser. Aye, isn't that a psik reisha on a double derabbanan? Because it's chofer kil achar yad, and you really don't need the hole. So it's a double derabbanan. So based on what the Mishnah Berurah said, right, based on the Magen Avraham, you should be make on that shayla. Right, this is kil achar yad, and it's a melacha shein tzricha legufa. So that's why I'm inclined that yes, right. In other words, I'm inclined that you can't really. I wanted to speak to Rabbi Willig about this. That you can't really say that kolam in general are more machmir. What I could say is that malacha shein tzricha legufa is more machmir, but when they have something else as well, right? When they have a malacha shein tzricha legufa with a kil achar yad, right? That's what he says over here. It's a malacha shein tzricha legufa and it's a mekalkel, then you could be mekel. Malacha shein tzricha legufa and mekalkel, then I could be mekel. That's a dogma mirvava.
Who says this?
The Magen Avraham in Ais. Hey, and the Dago Merivav and Shin Mem. That if it's a Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa and Mekalkel, I could be Mekel, because those two together are going to be more Mekel on. I think. So, Bekitzer. If I have a Mekalkel with a Kalachar Yad, Mekalkel and a Kalachar Yad, right? Then I could be Mekel. That I know from the Dago Merivava. How Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa plays in is going to be our question from Reish Ayin Zayin. I would be inclined to say that Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa more machmiran. End of conversation. So what emerges is, there was a minhag in Europe. I remember one time I spoke at a family bar mitzvah of Tovia Goldstein, who was the next door neighbor of Moshe, and he was a serious posek in his own right. He was Rosh Hashiva of Yeshivas Emek HaHalacha, or something, he has chuvis. Apparently where Moshe would have a serious shayla, he'd go and speak to his neighbor, Reb Tovia. And the one conversation I had with Reb Tovia was, I asked him a few shaylas about psik reishas and drabonon. That's what I was learning in Shabbos. It was probably like 15, 16 years ago I was learning Shabbos. So Reb Tovia kept on like brushing me off. He's like, yeah, Reb Yitzchak Yochanan is making psik reishas and drabonon. He is. There's a tshuva in Reb Yitzchak Yochanan's Bechter, the father of our yeshiva, that psik reishas and drabonon is a seder gomer. Apparently there was a minhag where Reb Tovia would tell me that Morei Hora'ah in Europe would pask in this way. That would mean that they were passing straight up like the Trumas Hadeshin, like the Mechaber. It's A, unclear the Trumas Hadeshin says that, right? Unclear the Mechaber really says that, right? That's what we were saying from the Megillah Sefer. But there was a minhag of Meirei Hora'ah in Europe that they would be mako entirely on psik reishas and drabonans. If I have a psik reisha on a double drabonan, so in the Mishnah Berurah, at least in Mishnah Berurah in the sugya of Tzad is Meko, but what we pointed out is that maybe there he's Meko because it's a double Durabbanon, not of Klalim on Shabbos. It's a double Durabbanon of specific Dinim and Tzad. Can you be Meko on a double Durabbanon of Klalim? So what I have only is if it's Melkalkel and Kel Achar Yad, then I could be Meko. But other Kualam, I don't know for sure I could be Meko, like Malacha Shein Sri Chalagufa. I have no Raya. If anything, Malacha Shein Sri Chalagufa, you have to be more Machmir on because of that Machaber in Reish Ayin Zayin. That's the world according to me. Obviously, these are like some of the biggest Sugyas. If people have time to like go through the Makoros and really shtel on each Mishnah Berurah that they quote, I think I have a mahalach so far in how we should paskin. Rabbi Willig Lamaisa is machmir on sikresha on the drabonon that we're machmir on, like the Rambam says. But Rabbi Willig is willing to be make on the sikresha de lo nichale on the drabonon. No? This is the issue by every security system in the planet. Whenever you have an alarm system, that's a psik reisha deloy nichale on the drabonon, Rabbi Willig assumes. Because, right, what's going to happen? I walk in and I'm triggering some security system. I don't care about their security system. I don't care about your security. So Rabbi Willig is meiko on this is a psik reisha deloy nichale on the drabonon. Not abundantly clear that you could be Meko on that Nakuda. Look in Rabbi Willig's Sefer. Maybe we should discuss this in the Beis Medrash. Because I think we have to keep go weiter in the Gemara. Look in Rabbi Willig's Sefer, page Kuf Samach Zayin. The way he discusses Psik Reisha de Lo Nichole on the Drabonon. He gives a Hezber to be Meko based on what Rabbi Chanan famously has in Kovet Shiurim and Ksubis Os Yud Ches. Much more to be said about this, but I think we are beginning to scratch the surface of this complicated sugya. Yeah.
We see examples of halacha that at certain times, like by babies about to nurse, even though it's a lot of chance we could go for, right?
So that's what Zayra.
Looking a cow.
So milking cow might be malacha hatzricha legufa, and the baby nursing also might be malacha hatzricha legufa. That you need the dush, you need the milk that comes out. The Gemara passes that goneach kil achar yad, right?
But milking a cow onto the ground.
Milking cow onto the ground. So we'll have to talk about that when we learn dush. I don't know if that's a general din of malacha shein tzricha legufa, or that's a specific din that it's not called the malacha of dush if you don't need the item that comes out. We'll discuss that. We'll have svaras over here. Okay, Chevra. I know this is a little complicated, but Shabbos is awesome.